Why, Elias? Why shouldn't I operate on him? Huh? Are you upset because I screamed and shouted about Grandpa today?
No. I'm upset because I'm always the one to give the bad news.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why everything bad's been happening these past few days. Alipur, Naini, Perry and Musavi, and the last one was Bardia. All the people around me have become so hateful.
All I did was to open your eyes to the truth.
I really wish you hadn't done that.
Okay. Okay. From now on, even if I see you're falling into a ditch, or even if I find out that they're cheating you, or they're trying to trick your daughter, or there are enemies around you, I won't say a single word. I'm much more comfortable that way. Now that this is the way it's gonna be, let me tell you the last thing I know, Doctor. Dr. Bardia was in love with you even before Mulud died. In fact, Mulud's death made her both happy and hopeful. I know it's hard to believe, but it is true. Why do you think I would hate Dr. Bardia or want to lie about her in any way?
Let's imagine that's the case. What's it got to do with me, then? What use does it have for her to be happy about Malud's death? All it does is make me angry.
Don't you see you need to be angry, Doctor? Sometimes you must be angry in order to stop things. To stop the catastrophe that's about to happen to Pari.
What do you mean?
Dr. Bardia has always wanted to be with you. She has always wanted it. But in order to get what she wants, she must first get close to Pari so Pari will accept her as a stepmother. Do you get that?
It's nonsense. Nonsense. This is the same nonsense Judat was saying.
Bardia is working on Pari as we speak, Doctor. She wants Pari to marry Musavi. And do you know why? Because she knows that way you will be alone and then you will definitely need somebody. Then she will make them encourage you to marry her, as simple as that. You mark my words. Doctor, please, you have to open your eyes.
Elias, if Bardia's doing these things, it's because she thinks Musavi's a nice guy. She doesn't know the stuff we know about him. She has no idea.
No. You're making a mistake.
Elias, Bardia is a religious person.
No, Doctor. I told you before, don't let her looks fool you, because she's really not a true believer at all. Because what? I really can't say. I'm too shy to say, Doctor. But I'll say it. Even if you hate me for it forever, I'll still tell you. Bardia is showing Musavi and Pari the way to go, so that eventually they can force you to agree to their marriage. They eventually want to force you into a corner, Doctor.
What are you talking about, Elias? What are you saying?
I'm sorry. You wanted to know, so I told you. Because your honor and reputation is at stake, yours and Pari's. The honor of your daughter, Pari, who you know I love as much as you do.
It's impossible! Impossible! Pari won't listen to her! It's impossible!
Musavi went there tonight!
What? You said Musavi went there tonight? Did I hear right? Is Pari at Bardia's house? Elias, tell me what went over there tonight. Talk. Talk to me, Elias. Talk to me!
Nothing. Nothing. Just some indecent looks and words of love. And then one more date.
Elias. Elias. Thank you. Is Musavi still there?
No, Doctor, he's gone. But Pari is still with Bardir at her place.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner, Elias? Why didn't you tell me this sooner? Why not?
I found out late about it myself, Doctor. To be honest, I only found out about it when I broke the glass. Doctor! That woman has plans for me too. Calm down. Calm down.
What plans?
Bardia and Pari think. I mean, they know that I'm the only one in the way of Pari and Musavi getting married. That's why they're going to tell you things that might make you doubt me.
Things like what?
The night Pari left here, she heard some things. When she was standing in the hall, I was saying things about Manucho Parvizi, the one I introduced you to. Now they have planned to tell you that all the people I have introduced you to are either murderers or thieves or criminals or lowlifes or something like that. They're going to tell you that you've been trying to save bad people.
Criminals?
Don't believe it, Doctor. This is just a dirty plot. You know who their witness is?
Who?
Mrs. Alipur. The one whose daughter you didn't operate on because she wanted to dupe you? Well, now that lady wants to testify that she heard with her own ears that Manucho Parvizi was none other than a loan shark.
Elias, just tell me, what am I supposed to do?
You can't let them find out that you know about their plan. That way they'll be forced to come up with a new one. You should never let Pari have anything to do with that lady. You must understand it's the only way to save Pari, Doctor. Doctor! If Pari finds out what you're about to do, she might never listen to you ever again. She might even stand up against you. So it would be best to be diplomatic about it. Hey, Kaveh. Kaveh. Get up, I'm talking to you. Get up, I'm telling you.
Come on. Please, Jerome. Leave me alone.
I tell you, the cops are here. You gotta jump off the roof now. Hey. It's that way.
Aren't you coming? Sharam, I want to thank you for giving me a place to stay. But I want to ask you not to make me feel any worse. Don't make me the butt of your jokes. I'm already dying here.
Worst that could have happened was that you might have a heart attack.
Thanks a lot, man.
If I'd have woken you up any other way, it would have taken you at least an hour and a half to get up, and I'm in no mood to wait for you for an hour and a half. If I were, I wouldn't be single at this age, would I? Now get up. Don't you know, it's like they say, time is money.
Go where?
We have to go see the treasure. You idiot, have you forgotten? We need to come up with the money so you can go abroad.
You got the money? You're the man, Sharam. You're the man!
Yeah, so they tell me.
Let me kiss your hand. Let me kiss your hand, man. I'm your servant, Sharam. Let me kiss your hand.
Yes?
Hello. This is Pajwan. Tell Perry to come downstairs, please. Right away.
Oh, hello, Doctor. Would you like to come up?
No, I'm in a rush. Tell Perry to come down.
You can't let them find out that you know about their plans, because that way they will be forced to come up with a new one. So it's best to be diplomatic about it.
Come on in, the door's open. Hi, Daddy.
And hello to you, my dear. I really missed you. I came here to make things right between us. Listen, let's finish this once and for all.
Perry's not coming to the country house.
I wasn't talking to you. I'm so sorry, Doctor. I've been losing my temper real easily recently. Please don't be upset.
I'm not coming to the country house.
Elias is gone. He left half an hour ago, and he said goodbye forever. And he said that I should ask for your forgiveness.
Why did he go?
I don't know. He didn't tell me why either. Anyways, there's no more Elias, so you can come with me now.
That's great, Daddy.
Let's go.
Sit down, Doctor.
No, we won't be troubling you anymore. 'Cause I want to be alone with Perry tonight.
Come in, please. We have to talk about Elias with you.
Maybe some other time.
Sit down, Daddy. There are important things that you have to know, please. Please, sit down.
All right. Whatever it is, please, try and make it fast.
The treasure's here. Fifth floor, unit 7.
That's awesome, bro. Let's go.
Where do you think you're going, you idiot? You can't just waltz in there.
Well, I know we can't just waltz in there, so what? Hey, come on! Aren't we supposed to get the money from the people here?
You think people just pick money off the street and pass it out to people like you?
Sharam, I'm completely confused. Tell me what's going on. Please tell me.
If you wanna make money, you gotta go through hell.
Really? So you wanna tell me you dragged me halfway around the city to teach me a lesson?
Only just to show you the place.
That's it. Well, I can show you 100 places like this, too.
On the fifth floor, unit 7. There's this lady doctor who lives there, see? And she's very rich.
So?
Well, you see, I happen to know that she hides a big bag under her bed. With at least 20 million tomans. It's busy around here in the day, but at night it's quiet. So you'll have to come here tomorrow night and take care of the doctor, then take the stash, then you give 5 million of it to the guy, and then you can cross the border. And then you can spend the rest of the money in discos. Or whatever. You understand?
It's hard to analyze the things you say, but I'll manage. You mean that you want me to go in the house, kill the lady doctor, and steal the money and run for it, yeah?
Something like that. All that's left is to unlock this door and the one upstairs, and I remember you used to be good at that. You used to use two pieces of wire and in no time unlock the doors and then you were inside. You remember the stuff you used to do?
Listen, Sharam, that's when I was really young. If I wanted to stay a thief, I wouldn't have gotten that loan in the beginning.
You idiot. You didn't take the loan out to make an honest living. You wanted to deal in alcohol. And what were you thinking, that 20 million tomans is small change?
Sharam, I might be a lot of things, but killer is not one of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot it was my mom who killed Manucher.
Why do you keep saying that? Manucher died himself!
Don't you raise your voice to me. Now listen carefully. From now on, it's none of my business anymore. You know what, man? From now on, you can do whatever the hell it is you want to do. Now get out of here.
Huh? Sharam, where are you going?
None of your business. Don't forget, if the police ever find your dead body, don't ever say my name. If you do, I'll kill you again.
Police? What are you talking about, Sharam? So I made a mistake. I'm sorry about that. Please, I have nowhere to go.
This is the last thing I'm gonna say. You're a murderer. Whether you killed Manucher or not, the punishment for that is always execution. No matter if you kill one or two people, you only need to get executed once. Now go and think about it. Now, if you take care of the doctor, you can walk away from this free. And if not, just go do whatever it is you
want. Sharam, why don't you get it? I can't do this stuff anymore. Man, I can't kill anyone on purpose. I will get a guilty conscience. What am I supposed to do? Tell God in the afterlife?
Conscience? What's in the afterlife? Answering to God? What, are you kidding me, man? I've got a better suggestion for you. Why don't you turn yourself in tonight, then they'll execute you in no time and you can go to God with a clear conscience. You like
that? Would you kill someone just like that?
Don't you compare yourself to me. Don't you dare compare yourself to me. I've killed so many people in my time, you couldn't even count that far. But it's all been clean. And no cop has been able to pin anything on me.
Okay then. Okay. I will steal that bag, but I won't kill the doctor. I mean, I can't kill her.
I know you can't. She's a woman and a real tough one. And that bag she keeps under the bed means everything in the world to her. You need to kill her just so you can get it, just like I told you.
Okay. It seems this is the only thing I can do. Go ahead, give me your knife.
Not tonight. She's got guests over. We'll do it tomorrow night.
Everybody, good night!
You see, you gotta start practicing your accent now, eh?
I really wish I didn't believe the things that you're saying. So Elias was that kind of person, and I've been so naive, huh? By the way, how did you find out Manucher Parvizi was into taking interest money?
Mrs. Alipour heard his wife and brother-in-law talking about it.
Huh. Really? Well, that's strange. That's really strange.
Daddy, why did Elias want you to operate on all these people? Did he say they were his friends?
His friends? His relatives? Every time he'd say something different.
And why did he ask you not to operate on the others? Like Mrs. Alipour's daughter? Or Grandpa, for example?
No. You're wrong about this one. Elias didn't say anything to me about this one.
You mean... you still don't want to operate on Grandpa?
No. Because operating on him is useless at this point. It's impossible to save him. Well, it's good that it's all in the past. Let's go, Puri.
Dr. Padawan. Goodbye.
Sorry to have troubled you. Goodbye to you.
I don't know how to thank you, Doctor. I think it's all over now.
I hope so.
Goodbye. I love you very much, Dad. Daddy, is something wrong?
Inside. Give me the key to the house on your cell phone right now.
Why are you doing this, Daddy? What have I done wrong?
Do you think I'm an idiot? I'm stupid? What the hell were you doing at Bardia's house?
Nothing, I swear. I was alone and went there.
You didn't go alone? Give it to me. Your cell phone.
What do you mean, Dad?
I mean you'd gone to Bardia's house with that thug to talk about the feelings you have for each other? And then you call Elias indecent? You call him disgusting? Give me the phone. Give it to me.
I swear on Mother's soul.
Shut your mouth! Don't swear on her soul. Don't lie. You'll stay here until you forget about that stupid little man.
Okay. I'll shut up. And I'll stay here until you say so. I'll do whatever you say, okay? All right.
When you learn your lesson, then I will tell you who to marry. Do you get it?
Daddy. You forgot the keys. Where are you going now?
Elias. To see Elias. God, why did this happen? Why did this happen? I scorned Perry, and I said some very mean and nasty things to her.
I think you went a little too far. That's why you feel so guilty about everything right now.
You've made a mistake this time, Elias. I'm suffering because my heart says that I made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that...
No. That's not what you're saying. My heart says something else this time. Perry hasn't made a mistake. You say that she has, and I listen to you. But this time I'm in pieces, Elias. I feel horrible.
But I am in peace right now. I truly am in total peace. And do you know why? Please look at me, Taha. I want to calm you down. Just look into my eyes.
I don't want to. I don't want to calm down. I just want to suffer. I want to think all about this pain. I want to be alone. Leave me alone.
But I can't just stand by and let you suffer like this, Doctor. I want to calm you down.
I want to sleep.
الله أكبر الحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Naini. This is Bardia.
Hello, Dr. Bardia. How are you doing?
Good, thank God.
How have you been?
Not bad, and you?
I'm well, thank you, Doctor. Actually, I called to ask you a favor. I just hope you don't say no.
I don't want to get you upset, Doctor, but I will
under no circumstances take back my resignation. As a matter of fact, I want to come down
to the hospital today. I want to talk to Dr. Pajuan about selling him my shares.
The fact is that if you come back to the hospital, everyone would be happy. But actually, that's not why I called.
Well, go ahead.
Well, now that you're coming here, I'll just wait and talk to you in person if it's possible.
Very well, then. I'll be there within the hour.
Goodbye.
Mr. Rostami? Mr. Rostami, please report to the emergency room.
Hello, my dear Rose. I was just going to call you myself.
How are you, Farzad?
I'm okay. I don't think you sound too good, though.
I miss you. Come and pick me up.
I'm a bit busy today. Are you having a bad time there?
No. Matam's real nice, but I don't like her friends at all.
If you would have gone somewhere else, it would have been worse, my flower. At least there, you can rely on Matab.
Farzad, I don't have any more pills. Can you get me some, please?
I told you, my dear, I am busy today. Don't you have any at all?
None. I ran out of them yesterday.
Then why didn't you tell Matab to get you something?
But I'm not into drugs.
All you want is to get high. Don't take it so hard. What difference does it make?
But Farzad, I don't like the stuff they smoke at all.
The pills you use are much more dangerous than the stuff they smoke. I'm saying this for your own good. How are you going to get the money for the pills?
I have some money.
But what difference does it make? The stuff they smoke isn't free either.
It is for you, my dear flower. Matab will not take money from her brother's fiancée.
But...
No buts, my love. I will tell her right now, okay?
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks, Farzad.
I'll come and see you real soon. Goodbye.
You really are stupid, you know?
Shut up! If you steal from me one more time, I'll know what to do with you.
That's not what's bothering you. It's something else and you know it.
Well, why don't you help out then?
I get
Marjan.
Lost.
Marjan.
Yes, ma'am?
Come down here. Right now.
Okay, I'm coming. My mind, where have you been?
I went to get some stuff so you don't starve to death.
Give me the real deal.
What's wrong, Rose? You don't count on me?
What does that mean?
Weren't you supposed to tell me whatever you needed? Why didn't you ask me for it yourself?
I was too shy.
All you need to do is ask. We're supposed to be relatives. Isn't that right?
Huh. I guess so.
Here, this'll get you started. Hide it, they'll steal it from you.
Mattop, you're an angel! An angel!
So are you.
If the operation is performed fast enough, he'll survive. It's really quite strange. Dr. Pajuan has performed many of these operations. Why won't he do this one?
Do you think you can change his mind if you talk to him? I mean, do you really think there's a chance?
He's not in a position to listen to me right now.
So there's only one way. And that is if you do the operation yourself.
Dr. Bardia, with the situation the patient's heart's in, anesthesia is going to be dangerous.
We won't use general anesthesia. Before Dr. Pajuan changed his mind about the operation, he said we can use local anesthesia.
Well, yes, but you see, the less sedated the patient is, the more chance he has to survive. The most important thing right now is the speed of the operation. Dr. Pajuan is much faster than I, has more experience, is more successful.
But I disagree with you, Doctor. You are Dr. Pajuan's professor, and you are also one of the best brain surgeons around, so...
I still prefer Dr.
Please
Pajuan.
Please listen, Doctor. This man is named Grandpa. If you were to meet him for just a couple of seconds, you'd realize what a shame it would be if we weren't able to save his life.
All right, let me think about it for a while.
Dr. Pajuan wants to discharge him. If you're going to operate, we have to keep him in the hospital. Listen, Doctor, I know you'll be able to pull this off. Please do the operation.
Very well. We'll see what we can do.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Do you think Dr. Pajuan might disagree with you operating?
I still own 10% of the shares of this hospital, Doctor. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I'll go tell them right away.
Dr. Lotfi, please report to the emergency room.
Where is Grandpa?
He was discharged, Doctor.
When?
A couple of minutes ago.
Okay, get in. First, get everyone else going. But it's not good for you to stand too much. Please get in, Grandpa.
These poor people are fasting. They are standing in the sun. Hurry up and get going. No more talking about it. Go to the terminal.
Oh, Ali, Grandpa, get in.
Mr. Karaman! Grandpa, wait! Please, wait!
What's wrong, Doctor?
Please take Grandpa back to the hospital. We're going to operate. Please, come on. Please, come!
Get out!
Here you go.
Thank you, Doctor.
Have a good day.
A
Excuse me, Doctor. There's a man here from the Justice Department's medical investigation team. He wants to see you.
What for?
All he said was he's an investigator.
بر به